He has about 6,000 acres, all in one place. But we are not that lucky. We have spreads ranging from like 40 miles away to one that's just around the corner right here. Like, I am about one half block from a ranch, actually. Yet I am within the city limits. There are two houses, and then there's a fence, and that's where a ranch starts.
So right here, actually? Well, does the spread have a house on it necessarily?
No, we do not have houses in any of our ranches. We live right here, and so do our ranch hands. They just drive every day.
Even 40 miles away?
Yes. You can imagine when we didn't have the gas, how worried we were. We don't use horses.
You don't at all?
Except during roundup time. We raise horses, but we don't use them, not for the cattle.
Well, do you know what the ranch hands do every day?
Yes. They take care of the fences. They see that the cattle are there, that they have enough food. Like now, because of the freezing weather, there's no grass. You have to take them hay. You have to feed them. Because of the screw worm, you have to check them very often to see that they do not get infected. And you have to help some of the cows during childbirth. I don't know how you'd explain that. They're registered cattle. We have to be very careful with them. My husband brings his bulls from Denver, Colorado. They're beef masters. They're registered.
That's
so you just don't let them alone by luck. You have to look after them.
It'd be quite a busy thing. What do the ranch hands, is that what they do, like every day? I mean,
every single day they check the cattle. They drive along the pastures to see that the fences are not torn and they won't get into the other people's pastures. They check to see if they have enough meat. Food. I guess I'm running out of English.
No, I don't think so.
And to see that they don't have any wounds that might be infested by screw worm.
Is that how the screw worms get in a wound? Have you traveled much from here? From
in the United States, no.
Or anywhere?
In the United States, I believe the furthest I've gone would be Kansas. I've been all over Texas, yes. And I've been all over Mexico.
You have been all over
Texas? Yes.
Is that where most people, if people here in Roma decide to take a family vacation, you know, short, maybe for a day or maybe 3 days or something, would they travel in the United States or in Mexico?
No, they would travel probably in the United States. It's more comfortable and much less expensive. Remember that in the United States you can go to a medium-priced motel and you'd be safe. You can eat a hamburger and you know it'd be clean. In Mexico it doesn't work that way.
What are we talking about?
Well, that the vacations in the United States are more economic.
Because you can stay.
Yes.
You trust what you
can. And there's just as much to see here. This summer we took the children to Houston, to Astro World. One summer we took them to Six Flags. And I really believe we spend less in the United States than we do in Mexico.
Because in Mexico, you have to stay in a...
You have to stay at the top-rate places to know you're safe. You have to eat at the very good places to know that the food is going to be clean.
So you have to... I guess that does make a difference. Mm. Where were your parents born?
Here.
In Rome?
My father was born in Rio Grande. My mother was born in Rome.
Well, now, you were born in a...
At our family ranch. My mother happened to be there. It wasn't planned that way.
So the family had the ranch there and they lived here, so it was
yes.
Back and forth.
Even now, my father and my mother drive those 60 miles to and from, that makes it 120 miles every other day.
Every other
to
day?
To a ranch.
So they have a house there?
They have a very beautiful house.
Yeah. Ranch Viejo. Mm. Sounds like a nice place.
It is.